from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. How safe is your local New Jersey hospital? New grades are out for fall 2024. Adelisa Perez Hudgens with the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute says out of 67 hospitals in the state, 31 received an A grade, while 23 received a B.
Compared to last spring, we had 7 hospitals go up in a grade, 5 hospitals went down a grade, but overall, we still did really well.
No hospitals earned a D or an F grade. We have the full rundown at our website, nj1015.com. General Motors is laying off about 1,000 workers worldwide, shedding costs as it tries to compete in a crowded global auto market. The workers are mostly salaried this time around, but some blue-collar workers were affected. The company confirms the layoffs in a statement without any further details. The GM has had to update gas-powered models while investing in EV battery and assembly plants, as well as minerals and other parts for the next generation of electric vehicles. New Jersey launches a statewide burglary task force to get a better handle on break-ins and home invasions. Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says officials are enhancing information sharing about suspects across jurisdictions.
And our prosecutors are going to be able to go in and seek detention using arguments about the dangerousness of these particular people, in particular, the adult that's driving it.
A law signed just last month creates new offenses and increases penalties for residential burglaries and home invasions. And 4 schools in Plainfield were under shelter-in-place orders for a good part of Thursday as officials tracked a large black bear in the area. Police and agents from Fish and Wildlife eventually tracked the bear to a contained area. There are still parts of the city in Union County where residents are being told not to walk because of potential dangers from the bear. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Staying sunny for Saturday, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Going to continue to have the elevated fire danger today and especially Saturday due to the combination of dry weather, low humidity, and we are looking at winds to become breezy and even windier tomorrow. There is no red flag warnings just yet. An official fire weather watch is in effect, though. The rest of today will have the cloud cover gradually give way to more sunshine. Temperatures will be not far from 60. Then we're clear overnight, upper 30s over the interior to low 40s at the coast. Windy, as mentioned, tomorrow sunny, highs again near 60. On Sunday, we'll have sun mixing with some high-level clouds in the afternoon, generally low 60s expected. Some spots could get to the mid-60s, and then dry weather is going to persist Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Weather is brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have VPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions, and no prescription is needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. They have locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free? And right now in Parsippany, it's 55. South Plainfield is 56. Manahawkin is 54. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.